Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. With two sides are killing each other, staying above the fray is a strong message position. Here are two approaches that boost that brand strategy. First up, vocabulary. Neutral language that doesn't question the motives of either party lowers the temperature and focuses on the findings. Now, that doesn't mean that GCI didn't call the game. The assumptions and the impact of other studies were also clearly stated. By using plain, non-inflammatory verbiage in the summary, readers understood the findings immediately and then had the option to explore the more technical explanations. Even non-economists like me could understand the differences. This attracts the do-your-own-research folks we hear about a lot now. Second, be visual. One big source of confusion was around funding. One side said, no city obligations, this is a private deal, and the other side was pretty skeptical. The handy chart in the findings outlined how the taxes were split between the city and the developer. It packed complicated information into a very small space. It also showed how both sides were right and wrong. Again, no color commentary, just the facts. Folks can glimpse and go. By not offering an opinion, GCI stayed on brand as a bipartisan, nonprofit think tank. It stayed in the analysis lane and let folks decide for themselves. By taking the voice of reason role, voters didn't have to choose sides in order to digest the content. Something we should consider next time there's a verbal brawl in our community. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.